Amen. Well, Father, we just praise you and we glorify you for these exciting times that we're in. Lord, I thank you for the victory on all fronts. I praise you, Father, for that. And I thank you, Lord, that you're setting the captives free, renewing their minds to the mind of Christ. We praise you, Father, for all the things that you're doing that are so wonderful, Father. And we thank you for it, Lord. And then we ask, Father, that you keep on doing what's going on. And I thank you, Father, that people are going to be astounded at your goodness and your mercy upon us and your grace, Father. And I thank you for it in Jesus' name. Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. And I thank you, Father, for your Holy Spirit. Lord, every one of these songs that we're going to put out tonight are going to be dedicated to you, Father. We pray and we praise you, Father, for all the things that you've done in our life. You're Lord of our life. You're Lord of our families. You're Lord of our fellowship. You're Lord of our everything that we have, Lord. You're Lord of all of us. And we praise you, Father, you brought us all together in one accord. And when we come into one accord, the world shakes around us. And we praise you for it, Father, for the power of the Holy Spirit, the overcoming Holy Spirit in each one of our lives. And we thank you, Father, that the wrongs are being righted even as we speak. In Jesus' mighty name, glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. All right. Has anybody else got a prayer request? Man, I'm pumped up tonight. Glory to God. It's been a tough day, but it's been a wonderful afternoon. Yeah, David.
Evening, everybody.
I do.
So I got a prayer request. Today at work, I was working on some wiring and, a knife with a fresh blade decided to slip off its track and split my finger wide open.
Okay.
And it's in quite a bit of pain. I lost quite a bit of blood. But thank you, Lord. Pushed through the rest of the day. And I'd like you guys to agree with me because that's a critical finger for playing the guitar.
Okay. Yeah. Well, you pray and we'll believe with you, and I'll pray.
Thank you, Lord, that you protected my finger from getting worse than what it is, Lord, and Lord, you held it together that I could work through the rest of the day and get whatever I needed done, finished up, Lord. And I thank you, Lord, that my finger is going to be healed up and ready to play tomorrow night because we got a nice playlist coming. And thank you, Lord. And thank you, Father, for healing it up and restoring all my blood in my body. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. We command that bone marrow to work in overtime this evening to get him caught up with his blood. And we thank you, Father, that that finger is healed. And we command that finger to grow back like it's supposed to, grow the skin back like the smooth, and will do the work that he wants it to do in the name of Jesus. And before in the morning, it'll be healed in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Y'all believe that? Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. I thank you, Father. Let me give you a little testimony. Little David, Samuel's little baby, Samuel Tiana's baby. Cut his finger on a processor blade real bad. Cut the whole, you know, all through there. And he called us and we prayed for him. And it had lost blood and it was turning black from lack of circulation, you know. And he put a Band-Aid on him. And he said after we prayed, sometime after we prayed, he quit crying, went to sleep. When he woke up, the fingers were healed completely. Couldn't tell where it had been cut. That's what's happening to you, David, right now. We believe that. When you wake up in the morning, that's going to be you'll be playing that guitar better than you was before, glory to God.
Amen. I receive that.
Amen. Glory to God. Yes, thank you, Father. Glory to God.
Can
Ooh, Mom.
I share something really quick, Michael?
Sure, yes, you can.
So a few Fridays back on live, I shared that I was praying in my corner couch where I usually pray. And I had and in my vision, I saw two angels walk up to me because I was in very, very deep prayer, and they came up to me to comfort me, and I saw both of them. And last night I had a dream. I was doing something outside, and I think in my dream we ordered some food to get delivered, and this guy walks up to me. He was tall because I had to look up at him, and I asked his name, but I forgot it right after. But later in the dream, I asked him again. But anyways, he comes up to me because I was doing something. He's like, "Well, you're doing a really good job." I was like, "How does this guy know what I'm doing? He just walked up to me." I was like, "Well, how do you know that?" And he looked at me. He's like, "Brooke told me." I was like, "Wait a minute, you know Brooke?" I was like, "What's the other guy? What's the other angel's name?" He's like, "Well, the other one's Mike." And I was like, "So that's who was beside me." And I was like, "This is awesome." And he walks inside the house with me, and we sat down, we start talking. And I looked out the window, and I see some deer walking around, and we both kind of looked at the deer, and we're like, "Wow, this is so pretty outside." And I was like, "I'm sorry, I got some memory loss." And I was like, "What was your name again?" He reached out his hand and he touched my head, and then he was like, "My name is James." And I was like, and he had another guy with him, and they were both sitting there. And I got this wrong in my dream, because in real it's James and John, the sons of thunder. But I was like, in the dream, I was like, "Oh, James and Andrew, the son of thunder." And they both kind of like giggled at me. And then shortly after, they walked away. And I was like, "Wow, that is so neat." I was like, "Thank you, Lord."
Amen. Praise you, Lord, for James and John. Thank you, Father. Glory to God. Well, now you're seeing them. That's great. That's awesome. Thank you, Jesus. But I've never had one walk up to me like that. That's good. Glory to God. Anybody else? Lord, let me just pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for the work that you're doing in David, and I praise you, Father, for allowing him to see the things that you've allowed him to see. And just like I'm still believing for the prophetic gift that you're going to give him, that you are giving him. And I thank you, Father, for the words of knowledge and all of those things to be in operation in his walk. And I praise you for that, Father. Thank you, Lord, for opening up his spiritual eyes more, even more, in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, Father. It's done. It's done. Glory to God. All right. Anybody getting excited? I am. Glory to God. I'm about ready to bust out of this chair and go to dancing. Woo! Glory to God. I'm going to give you one little thing here. Y'all want to hear some good news? Got an email. I tell you what. How many of you knowing deep down in your heart that we're in book writing stuff right now? We're in biblical times for the end times right now. There's stuff going on that if I was able, if I could say it, you'd be astounded at what's going on. It is awesome. And I'm amazed. I am amazed at how the grace of God and the mercy of God is with all of y'all and us. He loves every one of us to a degree that is unbelievable, unbelievable. And the closer we can draw to him, the things you'll be able to do in the spirit are astounding. Things that you never thought possible. You never thought possible. Are happening right now. It's good stuff. It's good stuff. Okay. Anybody got a prayer request? Because God's answering. Hey, did everybody get their clause that I sent out? Okay, you got yours. Missy, did you get yours? Julie, you got yours. Okay. Missy, you should have gotten, well, you're in Pennsylvania. That's why
I got mine.
Okay. Look, Barbara got her. She's in Pennsylvania. You check your mail. Okay. Let me know if you didn't get it and I'll send you another. Yeah. Go ahead, Geneva. Joe, you should get yours. I don't know when it'll be, but you should get yours too.
I got a praise and a prayer request. Can you hear me? Okay. Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Sorry, I'm walking around at the park right now, but, I'm actually really staying, but, gotta get your exercise at some point. So, I had a, well, you know how that one time we were talking about when you get hurt or whatever, just immediately start praying to the Lord, thanking the Lord until take the pain away. Well, a while ago, I was trying to make lemonade and Morgan was making tacos. Well, I went and squirted the whole lemon in my eyeballs and I started jumping up and down. And was like screaming because my eyes were burning. Like it was a whole lemon. And Morgan's just staring at me and I can't see anything, you know. Anyways, I immediately, Morgan took the faucet, was spraying my face with water.
And, you go, Morgan.
Yeah. And I'm sitting there and finally I was just like, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for taking away the pain. And immediately my eyes stopped burning. And I could open my eyes. So,
praise
the Lord for that. And then we both just started laughing because I was like, what in the world? The whole lemon. But thank you, Jesus. So there's that. And then also wanted to just ask for prayer for just direction, really, with you know, Morgan and the, I know it seems like we've prayed for like job after job after job, but I guess in kind of his field of work, it's kind of like climbing a ladder a little bit where, you know, each job is, you know, a step up and, you know, higher pay and things of that sort. So I'm just kind of praying, you know, that the Lord bless him with something here that's close in town. Cause right now he's driving an hour, if not more, to get to work because of construction that they're doing. And he's having to wake up at 3. He doesn't get home till 6. And, you know, I know the Lord has us in this season right now. And I know he's, you know, making us produce fruit. And, you know, Lord's been drawing his heart near. And, you know, he's been reading his Bible and praying and just really speaking the promises. And that's been a really blessing to my faith. So anyways, I'm just going to say a prayer. And if you all believe with me, I had a dream the other night that, he got a really good job, making decent money where his, you know, where his brother works actually. And in the dream, it was so like it was just such a blessing. And, you know, we are thankful for what we have. I don't want it to sound like we're ungrateful. We are thankful for what we have. We are continually thanking the Lord, you know, for all the different moves. And actually today marks the day of that hurricane in Florida, Hurricane Ian. I was looking at pictures where we're hiding out in the hallway until the Lord put the faith in me to step out and start speaking it to go away. So anyways, and I know the Lord's bringing us through. So I'm just going to say a prayer if y'all believe with me. Dear Lord, I just pray, God, that please bless Morgan. And Lord, I thank you, God, that you have blessed us, Lord. I mean, Father, we're healthy. We have a healthy child. And Lord, you do so much for us every day, just waking us up. And, you know, God, I just want to thank you first and foremost for, just everything that we have and for you, for your love. And Father, I'm just going to thank you in advance that you're going to bless Morgan with a great job here in town and something that, Lord, can be a career for him, and that you can bless us with just a little extra money, Father. And we're just going to continue to praise you and thank you because, Lord, I know that we're producing fruit and you're going to continue to bless us to produce fruit. And I just put it in your hands and we claim the promises. And I thank you for that dream, Father, and for direction and what to believe for. In your precious name, amen.
Amen. What does he do? I forgot.
Well, he's an electrician, but it seems like where he works, it's kind of a little bit of everything right now, that he's doing. And I don't really know. Like, I know he like builds panels and stuff, but he like has to drill holes a lot. Just a bunch of stuff. I don't really understand it. I know Isaac does probably a little bit better, but,
you say he builds panels?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That's good. That's a good job.
Yeah. It is. Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah. Amen. I started out doing that. Amen. That's where
that's
he'll
awesome.
Learn. He'll learn a lot that way. He'll learn a lot reading
Amen.
Those schematics. Okay, Pat, go ahead. Uh-oh.
Sorry, I hit the wrong button.
Okay. All right. Now, Lord, we're just thinking that Morgan's going to find the job that he likes. He's going to stick with it. It's going to be a corporate a job that provides the right amount of money that he needs. And, Father, I thank you that you're going to provide everything that they need and for this growing family, Father. And we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. I believe it. All right.
Amen.
Anyone else?
Me too.
Yeah. It's real nice to work for good people, and I've been very fortunate in doing that for most of my career. Go ahead, Benita.
Hello. I just wanted to praise the Lord for keeping Frank safe. He was driving down the expressway and one of his brake lines blew, and so he just everything he could do to keep the car on the road, but it went veered to the right or something, and well, it's the left, and there was the cement wall along the edge there, and he just rode that cement wall for a while till he could slow down and get it back on the road. And I mean, it was scary, I guess, but I can imagine. But he made it to an exit, and brake fluid all over the place. So he took his vice grips and pinched that line so he could keep driving the car. So he was able to get where he needed to go. And of course, the next day he got stung by yellow jackets. So like, boy, oh boy, it's been crazy. But so the car is still drivable. The door doesn't open. It all kind of got tweaked in the front. So it doesn't look too bad, luckily. So he said he can fix it because getting a used car is not in our budget right now. So he's just going to have to spend some time working on it. But, oh, Lord, I just thank you for keeping him safe and keeping that wheel on the road and just protecting him there. In Jesus' name, praise you, Lord. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord, that from this point on, it's not going to cost as much as he thought to get that vehicle fixed. Matter of fact, we just asked the angels to go in there and check that place, that thing over all the way and fix any kind of thing that may happen down the road in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Father. Those mechanic angels are on the way. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Lord God, is that the Jeep?
No, no, the Jeep's running great. This is our Chevy Tahoe.
Oh, okay.
We have our truck.
All right. Yep.
Luckily, it's not my car when I'm coming down there with, so that's good.
Okay. Praise God. Yeah. Okay. Anyone else? Yeah, Joe.
I just want to have the Lord bless us with our first summer rain service. Just praise the Lord for good summer rain. Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you, Father. Amen.
Did you walk in it?
No. No.
Okay. All right. Praise God. Lord, we thank you for good rains all season for Joe. In Jesus' name. Amen. All right. Anyone else? Yeah, Debbie.
Hi, everybody. Yeah, one prayer for my sister-in-law. I shared on the Zoom meeting at one of our meetings that she was going to have a surgery on this past Wednesday, a quadruple bypass, heart bypass. And they had to cancel that, and they're doing it tomorrow because they wanted to get a certain medication out of her that she had been taking. So she's a Christian, very much so. She's a wonderful person. So I just want to say a little bit about her. She's just such a blessing. She's homeschooled all her kids. She had 9 children. I homeschooled them all, has been homeschooling her children. So she's very much into her family. And so they're all really concerned too. So I pray for them all also. But just with a prayer of agreement from everybody that this is going to go well because God is going to be doing this. So thank you, Lord. Lord, we just thank you. I thank you, Lord, that you are in this, Lord, that I know she's trusting in you, Lord. And I thank you, God, you will honor her faith in you, God, to pull her through this, Lord God. And family, as they're praying, Father, hear their prayers, God. We just thank you for doing a miracle in this, Lord, to show yourself, Lord God, show what you can do, God. And I thank you, Lord, that there will be a miraculous testimony out of this, Father, as there have been for other testimonies they've had, Lord God. And I just commit her to you, Lord, and commit the family to you to have peace, Lord. And if you could even use this, Lord, to draw those children to you, Lord God, that they would choose you, Lord, and want to walk with you, Lord God. And I just lift Jodine up to you, Father. This is, they tell you it's Denny's sister. Yeah. So thank you, Lord. What you're going to do, Father, in Jesus' name, that you're going to be glorified, Lord. You alone be glorified in this, Father, in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. I put my faith in Debbie, and I believe it's happening, Lord. Whatever she prayed, I believe, Lord, that you're going to do exactly that in Jesus' name. Amen. Go ahead, Andrew.
Well, I just want to thank the Lord because I didn't have a very good night's sleep last night. But when I woke up this morning, I got the verse where it says, we faint not, though our outward man is decaying, yet our inward man is renewing day by day. It seems like I was fighting a battle all night. And the Lord gave me that verse when I woke up in the morning and started my Bible study. So that was just wonderful. And I'm asking for prayer that I remain focused and focused on the Lord. So if someone could pray for me for that.
All right. Father, we just thank you for putting it in Andrew's no distractions to focus and to meditate on the word like he's talking about. And I thank you, Father, for opening up the revelations to him that you want him to see, all of them, Lord. And I praise you and I glorify you that You're going to do that in a mighty, supernatural way because your Holy Spirit, He's filled with your Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit is the teacher. And we praise you, Father, for that the Holy Spirit will open up even more so in Jesus' name for Andrew. Anybody else want to pray? I believe it, Andrew. I believe it. You're going to find some good revelation. Okay. Anyone else? How many of you want to get your spirit stirred up? I'm going to play something here. Go get your spirit stirred up. Glory to God. All right, get ready. Get ready, get ready, get ready, get ready. Glory to God. All right. I got too many things open here.
May be able to stand against the wild. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand. Paul says, take a stand, withstand, and then stand in the evil day. And believe me, the battle for your soul begins in your mind. If Satan can control your thoughts, he'll control your destiny. Because I assure you, when Satan sees you walking down the road like this, he will totally destroy you. You can't possibly survive in your own strength. Why are so many Christians decimated right now? Why are they just absolutely falling out? Because they don't have the strength to endure. The Bible says, be strong in the Lord. Say that with me. Be strong in the Lord. That means put on this whole armor. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. You can get nothing from heaven without faith. Salvation comes by faith. Healing comes by faith. Peace, love, and joy come by faith. You are no match for the Prince of Darkness. But when you put on the whole armor of God, you are more than a conqueror. You can look the devil in the eye and say, let God arise and let his enemies be scattered. Get out of my life. Get out of my thoughts. Get out of my marriage. Get out of my home. Get away from my children. Get away from my health. The power and the anointing of God are with me, and I am the conqueror here. Resist steadfast in the faith. The translation is fight him and fight him every day. Resist him and resist him every day. James writes, resist the devil and he will flee from you. Take a stand means you refuse to be intimidated by Satan, who comes as a roaring lion, according to 1 Peter 5. In nothing, be not terrified by your adversary. In nothing, be not terrified by your adversary. The Bible says you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. Jesus said, I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life. The truth is not something. The truth is someone. That someone is Jesus Christ. And when you know him, you have the truth, and you walk in the truth, and you joy in the truth, and you rejoice with truth that is unspeakable and unshakable, because Christ is the solid rock, the cornerstone, precious and elect in Zion. He's not trying to be truth. He is the truth. But I want to put on the whole armor of God and come out fighting with fresh fire, that I can be counted worthy to be numbered among the New Testament saints.
More costly. Sometimes I fall to my knees and pray. Come, Jesus, come. Let today be the day. Sometimes I feel like I'm gonna break, but I'm holding on to a hope that won't fade. Face to face, come and lay it all down, 'cause it might be the day, the time is right now, there's no need to wait, your past will be. The rivers of grace. God sent his son, they called him Jesus. He came to love, heal and forgive. He lived and died. Save it.
I'll cross that river. I'll fight life's final war with pain.
To wanna tell the world about you, 'cause I can't live without you.
To know you is to want to know you more. To know you is.
to know you.
God, Jehovah, Jehovah Rapha, you're our healer, you and you alone. We will trust you, Jehovah. Sorrow, you say, look up to where our help comes from. If everything around us says there is no hope, you're never gonna let go of him of your own. We'll be right back.
serve a sovereign God who's made himself available for us to call upon him anytime we want to. Hallelujah. Let's call him up tonight.
If you confess the Lord, call him up.
Jesus,
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 Jesus. Come on, everybody, let's give God this worship. If you know he's awesome, come on, stand on your feet, everybody. If you know he's awesome, you're in awe of his grace. You're in awe of his goodness. You're in awe of his mercy. You're in awe of his provision. He's great and he's greatly to be praised. Hallelujah. Come on, everybody, lift your hands as we lift our voices. Come on, say, my God is awesome. Come on, say, he can move mountains.
He can move mountains.
Keep me in the valley.
Keep me in the valley.
Come on, say it. Hide me from the rain.
Hide me from the rain.
That's it. My God is awesome.
My God is
come on.
Awesome.
Heals me when I'm broken.
Heals me when I'm broken.
Strength where I've been weakened.
Forever he'll reign.
Come on, you got it. My God is awesome.
My God is
come on, say, he can move mountains.
He can move mountains.
Keep me in the valley.
Keep me in the valley.
Hide me from the
hide
rain.
From
has he ever covered
rain.
You? Come on, my God is awesome.
My God is awesome.
Heals me when I'm broken.
Heals me when I'm broken.
Strength where I've been weakened.
Where I've been weakened.
Forever he'll reign.
Forever
one word, come on everybody. My God. Somebody lift your voice.
Awesome.
If you know he's been good, say it.
Awesome.
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 Say, my God.
My God is awesome.
Come on, if you know he's been good to you, testify.
Awesome.
Somebody ought to lift your voice.
Awesome.
He's awesome.
Awesome.
Come on. My God.
My God.
Verse 2.
Awesome.
Savior of the whole world.
Savior of the whole.
Giver of salvation.
Giver of salvation.
By his stripes.
By his stripes
I'm healed. Yeah, my God is awesome.
My God is
listen,
awesome.
Today I am forgiven.
Today I am forgiven.
His grace is why
grace
I'm living.
Is why I'm living.
Somebody ought to praise his
holy name.
Come on, you say, my God. Come on, awesome.
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 My God.
My God is awesome.
Come on, look back over your life.
Awesome.
And see where the Lord has brought you from.
Awesome.
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 Let's talk about why he's awesome. You say, he's mighty.
He's mighty.
He's mighty.
He's mighty.
He's mighty.
He's mighty.
Awesome.
Awesome.
Somebody ought to lift your voice and celebrate.
Awesome.
If you know he's been good, you say, he's holy.
He's holy.
He's holy.
He's holy.
He's holy.
He's holy.
Awesome.
Awesome.
Somebody ought to lift your voice and testify.
Awesome.
If you know he's been good, you say, he's great.
He's great.
Shout out.
He can move mountains.
He can move mountains.
Keep me in the valley.
Keep me in the valley.
Hide me from the rain.
Hide me from the rain.
Oh, my God is.
My God is awesome.
Heals me when I'm
heals
broken.
Heals me when I'm broken.
Strength where I've been
weak. Strength where I've been weak.
Praise His holy name.
Praise His holy name.
Oh, somebody ought to celebrate the awesome name.
He became sin. Who knew no sin, that we might become His righteousness? He humbled Himself and carried the cross. Love so amazing. Love so amazing. Jesus Messiah.
as they wept, the morning sun was dead, the Savior of the world was fallen. His body on the cross, his blood poured out for us, the weight of every curse upon him.
We sing hallelujah, we sing hallelujah.
sings all the hosts of heaven. Who else can make every king bow down? Who else can whisper in darkness trembles? Only a holy God. What other beauty demands such praises? What other splendor outshines the sun? What other majesty rules with justice? Only a holy
Holy, crying out, sing holy forever.
Oh, come behold the works of God, the nations at his feet. He breaks the bow and bends the spear and tells the wars to cease. Oh, mighty one of Israel, you are on our side. We walk by faith in God who burns the chariots with fire. Lord of hosts, you lead us, with us in the fire, with us as a shelter, with us in the storm. You will lead us through the fiercest battle. Oh, where else would we go with the Lord of hosts? Oh, God of Jacob, fierce and great, you lift your voice to speak. And all the mountains move into the sea. Oh Lord, you know the hearts of men, and still you let them live. Oh God, who makes the mountains melt, come wrestle us and win. Oh God.
been my key and shall be till I die.
praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise Him, all creatures here below. Praise Him above, ye heavenly hosts. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Praise the Father, praise the Son, praise the Spirit now with us. Every morning, all our days, God be praised, oh God be praised. Praise God with mornings breaking light. Him through darkness of the night. Praise Him with every breath of life. Praise Him, my soul, with all your might. Praise the Father.
Sorry, I had to cut it short, but we're plumb out of time. Dad, I didn't get to yours. I'm sorry. We'll get to it next time. Got to Andrew, but we had to cut it short there a little bit. That's okay. Or Ben, okay. All right, well, one of you S men, I ain't even going to try it. Yeah. Amen. Okay.
For saints.
Yeah. All right. Well, all right, Father, we thank you for accepting our praises tonight. Been good. And I thank you for it, Father. Lord, bless us. I thank you for answering our prayers tonight, that everybody that needed healing got healed. David's hands healed in Jesus' name, and clean too in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Glory to God. That's just the life of a mechanic, isn't it? Amen. Glory to God. All right, y'all be blessed.